SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Power is gradually being restored to hurricane-ravaged Florida after the back-to-back storms of Helene and Milton. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Since the storm hit, 3.25 million accounts have been restored, and 818,000 accounts remain outstanding. Most of that is Duke and Tico and Pinellas and Hillsboro.
President Biden toured the Tampa-St. Petersburg area by air yesterday to get a first-hand look at the hurricane damage. Later, he said the government continues to help hard-hit Florida residents.
FEMA has delivered 1.2 million meals, over 300,000 liters of water, 2 million gallons of fuel, and so far, we've installed 100 satellite terminals to restore communications in impacted areas so families can contact their loved ones to be sure everything's okay and be able to reach out for help as well.
Also at SRNnews.com, in California, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says a Nevada man was arrested outside a security checkpoint at a Donald Trump rally on Saturday.
The deputy eventually found multiple passports with multiple names, multiple driver's license with different names. The vehicle was unregistered, and the license plate was what we in law enforcement would recognize as one that is homemade and indicative of a group of individuals that claim to be sovereign citizens.
The man also had a shotgun and a loaded handgun in his vehicle. Four people killed at a Gaza hospital during an Israeli military airstrike this morning. Four Israeli soldiers killed by a drone attack. This is SRN News. China and North Korea are helping each other persecute Christians.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says the two communist allies are working together in a simple way. If a Christian manages to escape from North Korea into China, the Chinese send him straight back. North Korea is generally regarded as the worst country on earth to be in if you happen to be a believer. It's formally illegal to even be a Christian there, and the penalty can include death. Persecution in China is bad, too, but sending believers back to North Korea is the worst. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey has found that abortion has passed inflation to become the top issue in the presidential election for women younger than 30. That's a key finding of a KFF survey of female voters. About 2 in 5 say abortion is their top concern. However, several other studies indicate that women in that age group, under 30, are less likely to vote than other eligible Americans. This is SRN News. The Nobel Economics Prize has been awarded to three experts for research into differences in prosperity between nations. Jacob Svensson, the chair of the Nobel Economics Committee, says the co-laureates have contributed significantly to the applied social sciences.
On the empirical side, their work has greatly enhanced the study of the causal effects of institutions on prosperity. In so doing, they have identified the historical roots of the weak institutional environments that characterize many low-income countries today.
Two of the prize-winning researchers work at MIT. The other works at the University of Chicago. Pennsylvania is the biggest battleground prize in the race for the White House, and both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are campaigning in the state today. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.